We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is the most interactive sports show anywhere. It's Offsides, Mark Ryan and Diesel, and we are the Fan Upstate, rolling on until 7 p.m. today. Wonderful to have you guys with us. I want to congratulate the texter who sent in the following. Mark, the texter who defended Aaron Judge being shown on Saturday, it's not like the network cut in and show us Barry Bonds shooting up steroids. Why do we have to get cut-ins to see Aaron Judge hit 62? The Tennessee Tiger, that it gets my vote for the best text of the day. And as a result of that texter, you and the missus, you and your son or daughter are going to see Furman and Samford this coming Saturday. Congratulations. You get to be in one of the most picturesque scenes in all of college sports. You're going to love it, man. It's going to be a fantastic time. Furman and Samford, two tickets are yours. Jacob Smith, who had a very important moment on this show and on this show's in this show's history, he says, Mark, I get your point on Justin Herbert and the Chargers, but you're missing the most important fact. The Chargers are the most absurdly cursed franchise in sports, and nothing about any of their seasons ever makes any sense whatsoever. You could put Brady, Jerry Rice, LT, and Aaron Donald, and you'd still end up 8-9. You know, I keep being told that they're cursed and it's mediocrity and it's poor ownership and all that stuff matters, folks. You know, you have a championship GPA, right? What grade does your owner get? General manager get? Coach get? Quarterback get? If you got a 3.0 or better, you got a chance. You got a chance to do something special, right? But if you don't, you're hurting. And Dean Spanos and the history of the Chargers franchise, they are snake-bitten. They are cursed. But Justin Herbert was supposed to be the guy to save that. Of course, every time we speak about Jacob Smith, we got to play the most impactful listener submission in the history of Offsides, okay? This was Jacob Smith when Bob Caslin decided to make a fool of himself.
I understand after last year that everything's a lot, so I won't be the one that's judging an extra glass of scotch. But hey man, it's commencement day. I know that public speaking's scary enough as it is. 4 decades in the military beats talking to kids. But when you're paid that kind of dough, some things you gotta know, like maybe your college's name or who the preacher said to praise. Take a wild guess. You gotta know that all these kids remember what they paid. You gotta know why everybody hides in shame. Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. But I know parody's okay and plagiarism's not. 300 grand a year we spend. What coast is this again? And things get worse on Saturday. You guys somehow went 2-8. Worse than Arkansas. I kinda like this Beamer guy. I hope that he does okay. But it doesn't look good cause you don't even know your name. Fix mediocrity. Look at the top, I'd say. But I wanna know, cause I'm a fan of UGA.
Still, the best listener submission that Offsides has received from an offsider in 3.5 years on the air. Forever in debt to you, Jacob Smith. Forever in debt. 71307 on the Preferred Home Services text line. Just put fan in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body, and you can get to us via the phones. At 844-FAN-PHONE, that's 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E, that's 844-326-3663 is the number to get to us on the show. Folks, I get asked often why the coverage breakdown on this show is what it is. Clemson and South Carolina, why is the coverage breakdown what it is? And the answer, folks, is very, very simple. If this show was a reflection of what I want to talk about, okay, in terms of what I care about as a sports fan, it would be Florida Gators, and it would be soccer, and it would be college football, and it would be NBA. That's what Mark Ryan likes, right? That's what I enjoy, okay? But this show isn't about me. A hit on this show is where my passion meets your passion, and we can have a big debate on that, right? The reality is, folks, that the reason why there is more coverage of Clemson on this show than South Carolina on this show is this exact same reason that there is more coverage of the Carolina Panthers on this show than the Atlanta Falcons on this show. And that's it. That's the only reason. It's not, oh, well, they're Clemson biased. They're Clemson biased. No, it's that we've done the polling, okay? Like, I can tell you that 50% of our, 57% of our audience claims Clemson as their favorite team. 24% claims South Carolina as their favorite team. That means, roughly, Clemson should get about 2.5 times the coverage that South Carolina does, right? The Carolina Panthers, 40% of you claim the Carolina Panthers as your favorite team. 8% of you claim the Atlanta Falcons as your favorite team. Carolina Panthers should get roughly 5 times the coverage of the Atlanta Falcons in this market. And they do, right? When I was applying for this job, I was told by my boss that, quote, Clemson is the NFL team here. They're the NFL team in this market. And I realize that, I acknowledge that, and I play to that. Absolutely. And I play to that in terms of the amount of coverage that we give them. You know? So please know that it is absolutely not Mark's a Gamecock hater, Mark's in bed with Clemson. It's none of that stuff. It is none of that stuff at all. It is all wanting to, it's all an attempt to get ratings. That's what it is. You play the hits to what your audience cares about. You play the hits to what the audience wants. Now, I realize that the Gamecocks are big here. I realize that, right? When we did our list of the top, the most popular teams in the upstate, it was Clemson 1, South Carolina 2, Atlanta Braves 3, Carolina Panthers 4, and your favorite high school team 5, right? Those are the 5 most popular teams in the upstate. So I understand that South Carolina is up there, but the reason they don't get the coverage that Clemson does is because I understand the fan demographics of where we are.
There's a reason why when you pay your $250 to go see Metallica play live, they're not playing B-sides off the Reload album. Nobody came to hear those songs. They come to hear Enter Sandman. They come to hear Master of Puppets. You know what I'm saying?
So that's it. That's it. And so that's why we do what we do. You know, it's, oh, he doesn't talk South Carolina. No, we do. We do. But if you were me and you have the demographics of the audience here in the upstate that I have, and you can see that 57% of you call Clemson your favorite team, 24% call South Carolina your favorite team, and 19% are other, right? Some sort of mix of Furman, Wofford, Auburn, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, right? Like 19% are other. 27% is South Carolina. 24% is South Carolina. 57% is Clemson. That's why the coverage on this show is what it is, folks. If I was doing a show in Columbia, South Carolina, look, it's different here, right? Because I'm in the upstate. I'm not in Clemson. You do have a percentage of South Carolina fans who live here. It's an hour and 30, hour and 40 minutes away. If you're doing a show in Columbia, it's 100% Gamecocks and 0% Clemson. Unless you're doing a segment to bag on Clemson. You know, it's what you have to do as a host, right? It's how you have to play to your audience, right? I'll always be truthful with you. I will always be truthful with you and honest with you.
The truth is the audience has memories like goldfish. They remember the last time you said something good about their team, and that's all they want. That's all, if you start bagging on their team or don't say anything nice about them or blow smoke up their skirts, oh, you never talk about my team. Well, yeah, we did. We talked about them for an hour yesterday. Where were you? Oh, well, you were just hating on them. Well, you didn't say you wanted positive coverage of your team. You said you just wanted coverage of your team. We gave you that. But you did something boneheaded in the game. Your coach said something stupid. So we talked about it.
What do you say? We get to some sound from throughout the sports world today. Trayvon Diggs, who has more interceptions in the National Football League than anybody else over the last year plus, sealed the Monday Night Football win last night for the Cowboys.
Little stutter step move by Parsons. Jones fires, and the pass is intercepted by Diggs. He goes down, and the Cowboys think they've wrapped it up. Yeah, still to the ground.
We keep it rolling on the Manning cast. Did you guys see this? Eli Manning walked on at Ole Miss as a walk-on quarterback, and he did it under disguise. Can you imagine seeing somebody with his size and ability walking on to practice at Ole Miss? Well, he did so disguised as a character named Chad Powers. If you haven't seen this video on social media, it's hilarious. Look it up. And, of course, Peyton has got to take a dig here at Little Bro.
Eli, the funny thing that people didn't get to see is that a couple of those Penn State coaches were actually saying they thought – Powers look like Eli Manning, but Powers throws it so much better than Eli Manning ever did. So that's kind of what threw him off, in my opinion.
Not true. The arm was loose 2 years. It just helped. These receivers weren't fast enough to keep up with my arm talent, Peyton. I know you love talking about arm talent. It's your favorite word in the football dictionary.
Talent, too. You had hair and nose talent as well.
Yes. You know, when you put on a fake nose over an already big nose, that's a bad combination.
A fake nose over an already big nose.
I love that we're getting to see a sibling rivalry that also is contextualized by the fact they're both high-level athletes played out on national TV. It's fantastic.
Dude, I bet their Thanksgiving dinner table is a hoot. Can you imagine that? It's like here you are, you have the most successful people in America, the first family of American sports, and I bet they just rag on each other incessantly at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
They need to have their mom on telling stories about them naked in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Embarrassing stuff that your mom says to your first serious girlfriend that you bring home and she pulls out the photo album. We need Mrs. Manning to do that on the Manning cast.
Texter says, who won the text contest yesterday, sir? That was Michigan J. Todd. Michigan J. Todd, two more chances to win. We're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to do it Thursday. Do not forget our upset picks contest is tomorrow. Josh Pate joining us as well. Let's see here. Texter says, what about a poll of Clemson or anything but Clemson? I am a Gamecock fan, but don't have to hear Gamecocks all the time. If I want to hear Clemson, I would listen to that other channel, which sucks. Well, Texter, like, so what do we, what our MO here, okay, on this station, is that we're going to be the station that doesn't blow smoke up your skirts. We're going to be the show that gives it to you. We're going to give it to you rough. Okay, family show. We're going to give it to you rough, raw, and real. And we're an all-sports station, right? We're an all-sports station. So, yeah, like South Carolina is the number two in this market, but Clemson is the number one. And so if I did a show that was South Carolina 80% of the time, Clemson 20% of the time, that show in this market would not get ratings. Would not get ratings, right? I also feel like, and the numbers bear this out, right? The rating numbers, that this station has better radio personalities, better broadcasters, better content creators than our competition, right? And, you know, like if you want to hear the breakdown of a cover three zone, the other station might be a better fit for you. If you want to be entertained coming home from work, I know that we're your pick, right? If you want to be entertained and helping you get through the workday, I know that the Rob Brown Show is going to be a much better pick for you than what the competition's got on, right? It's just, it's kind of what we know, what we're about. We keep it rolling, and Eli continues with the digs. This one on Russell Wilson.
They should have paid that punter $235 million instead of Russell.
Pay that man his money!
The words of Eli Manning. Mac Jones says he's day-to-day with an ankle injury. I'm told high ankle sprain could be out for a month.
Yeah, I'm just kind of taking it day-to-day and making sure everything's good. And honestly, any injury questions are Coach Belichick's thing, so I'm not here to answer them. I appreciate everyone kind of reaching out and looking after me, but it's kind of just a day-to-day thing, and I'm just trying to get better.
It's a Belichick thing, but you know what happens when you ask Belichick that question, right?
Nah, he's fine. I'll be back soon.
That's what you get, right? Hey, Bill Belichick, what can you tell us about the your backup quarterback looks great. Any chance at a quarterback controversy there?
We'll make those decisions.
Bill, you have not drafted a successful wide receiver since the 16th century. Do you have any explanation for that, Bill?
We're in the draft room. You're not. We know what we're doing.
And how long do you plan on coaching Bill Belichick? Do any of the historical records matter to you at all?
No.
No. Ken Dorsey on his booth reaction that went viral. Did you guys see this? Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator absolutely freaking exploded when Buffalo lost to Miami. I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And look, it was a intense game. It was a passionate game. You know, I'm up in the box. I'm watching my guys down there just give us everything they possibly have in them with effort and from start to finish, playing 90-something snaps in a game. And, you know, it was a playoff atmosphere. A lot of credit to the Miami Dolphins. And obviously we weren't on the winning end of it. So it's frustrating and reacted that way. And obviously that's something that I'm definitely going to learn from. You know, I don't ever want to take the passion out of the game. We're all on this to win football games for, obviously, for the Bills, for our fans. And we're going to give them everything we got. But it's something I'm going to learn from and make sure, you know, it's a correct move forward.
That's such a crap non-answer.
Yeah, no, really.
Yeah, I was really passionate about the game, watching my guys out there playing 90 snaps. That's why I yeeted my headphones across the room and had to have a producer put his hand over the camera so I couldn't embarrass myself anymore.
Was that a bad look, Diesel, or understandable?
It's a bad look. You are a professional. You have to be able to hold it together. Look, it's become such a thing recently to have play-by-play guys on camera. You know, we see Dan Scott doing it out at Furman. I've seen the Adam Witten from App State had their clip where they were on live video. People want to watch the play-by-play guy do what they do until they have these kind of freak out moments, and then it's embarrassing. And Ken Dorsey, maybe he just knows, like, I'm a fiery dude and I cannot have a camera on me during the game. Maybe that's what he needs to say to himself. Like, maybe this is not the content we need to be producing.
I agree. That's a bad look. It's like, you can't lose your lunch like that, man.
We're in such a content is life kind of world where everything has to be out there for the fans to watch. No, not everything has to be out there.
Well, not everything has to be out there, Diesel, but it is a bad look, you know, and it makes you wonder, like, does he have the same reaction when someone cuts him off? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff gets thrown all over his house every time, you know, his kid does something wrong. It makes you wonder. I don't know. Makes you wonder. And then finally, Myles Garrett got himself into a car accident that was pretty serious. No life-threatening injuries, no broken bones. Here's Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, certainly a scary situation for star pass rusher Myles Garrett. According to local police, he was involved in a one-car accident on State Road near the Cleveland Browns facility around 3 p.m. today. Now, as far as the details, what local law enforcement shared with us is, one, Myles Garrett and his companion in the car were wearing seatbelts. There's non-life-threatening injuries that Myles Garrett suffered. No impairment at all was suspected. That is what we know now. What we do not know is what this means for his football status. He is clearly shaken up, but it is still TBD on whether or not Myles Garrett will be able to play for the Browns this week. Most importantly, non-life-threatening injuries.
That is good news. Up next for us, we will get you updated on the Gamecocks, number two most popular team in our area. We'll talk to Tim Frisbee, who played for Steve Spurrier, played for Lou Holtz, and we'll do so right after this here on Offsides, the Fan Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We asked you the question the other day on the show. If you're a pitcher of a middling team, would you throw up meatballs to Aaron Judge so that he can get to number 62, or would you pitch him hard? Well, the Blue Jays, who aren't a middling team at all, they're in the race. They're second in the division. Walked Aaron Judge in the 10th last night, and the fans went nuts on the Blue Jays. Listen to this.
And Judge is intentionally walked. Now, you could get mad at the manager all you want, but he's playing for something. Now,
I don't know how many of those fans are New York fans who bought tickets to this game, but the fans started booing the Blue Jays when they intentionally walked Judge in the 10th. So congratulations to those fans playing it the way you should.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.